You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views, and, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock, who, as a retired neurosurgeon, writes extensively on health issues, and we carry a number of his books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and his book on excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and his book on natural strategies for cancer patients, and they're all important books. He writes a monthly newsletter, Health on Health. But this evening, well, we're not going to be talking about that necessarily this evening. Russell, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Stan.
Now, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I thought I would cover some topics that have to do with the rapidly appearing destruction of our country. I think that what we're seeing, those of us that are older who've watched this occur and studied it as it came along, you know, you can live through a historical period and not see things. I'm different than my wife. My wife doesn't like to look at other people. I like to watch people. So I see things she doesn't see. Same thing with being observant as you're growing up. High school, college, medical school, or whatever your profession, if you're paying attention to the transitions that are occurring, if you're reading deeply, studying, wanting to know, your view of what's occurred over your lifetime is radically different than someone who spends their time in entertainment, pursuing a profession, and rather ignoring the political events and the cultural events that are changing around them. So our view is a little different, and what you and I and others our age have seen as a radical transformation of America, particularly in the last 20 years. The changes that have occurred, particularly in the last 4 years to 8 years, is so dramatic, it's unbelievable. But not really unexpected to those of us that have read about these things, because we saw it coming. We studied revolution. We studied history. We followed what these people were saying in their writing. And as I tell people, you know, in Germany, Hitler wrote about what he planned to do in his Mein Kampf. People read it, and some of them, and said, well, you know, he doesn't really intend that. Others didn't read it at all, the majority of people. And so they were quite surprised when what he promised them and what he told them was quite different.
Well, of course, President Obama told us that if he was elected, he was going to change America. And I think most people thought that was going to be a change for the better. Well, he has changed America, but not a change for the better. Go right ahead.
Yeah, what's interesting is his wording. He says, I'm going to fundamentally change America. Now, that went over a lot of people's heads, but those of us that observed, we knew what that meant when you say a fundamental change. It means erase everything that had existed before, which is what happened in the French Revolution. And in revolutionary history, what we find out is that there's a phase of anarchy. The purpose of the anarchy is to destroy everything that existed prior to the revolution. It's a cleansing. And then after the cleansing, then they introduce their program afresh. And you remember that in the French Revolution, the calendar started but the day of the revolution's solidification. And that's what we're seeing in this society, is we're entering a period of anarchy and dissolution, an attack of every aspect of the American culture.
Will you hold that thought? We'll be back in just a moment, I guess, Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Russell is simply just talking about the inconsistencies of what President Obama promised. He promised, of course, to immediately end the wars and bring our troops home. We didn't do that. He promised certainly to be a transparent administration so people would know what was going on. There'd be no more secrets, and yet this has been the most secretive of all, certainly, administrations. He was going to bring the people together so we would simply stop squabbling and we could work together to make a better future. And, of course, we have divided the country, divided it very, very strongly. So you say one thing, you do exactly the opposite. And most people really don't remember what was said before. They know something's wrong, but they do not understand. We are certainly mired in contradictions. Go right ahead, Russell.
Well, and the importance of understanding the French Revolution, because virtually every revolution since then has been patterned after this revolution. It set the psychology of revolution, and it taught the revolutionary, the people who were directing it from their secret chambers, because you have to realize that the French Revolution started with the middle class and the peasants, and the things that they were asking for were rather reasonable. The nobility had no real function in the country, but it was dominant, and it was abusing the people and consuming enormous amounts of wealth. And the middle class said, you know, that's not fair, it's not just, we should have more say-so, we should have more of a parliamentary democratic type government. Well, most people agreed with that. But very quickly, what the Jacobins did, who were the secret leaders of the revolution, they're very extreme radicals. What they did is they radicalized the revolution quickly, and they bought the violence. And guess who ended up the victim? Well, the victims were the peasants, and the victim was the middle class, who they killed by the hundreds of thousands. And, of course, it was the religious people, because they saw religion as their enemy. They were basically satanic. Many were atheists. And so that they led a revolution against religion killed tens of thousands of priests and nuns. They killed children. In these horrible acts that were just beyond belief. So what happens to revolutions is they promise something by painting an illusion. And it's a very alluring illusion. And the people are won over. What they have in their mind is quite different from what the nefarious group that's working in the shadow to bring it all about really intends. And as I listened to people that were being interviewed during the election in the previous 4 years and this recent election, it was amazing listening to them. Oh, he's going to pay my rent. Hey, I'm going to get a free cell phone. Oh, I'm getting Obama money. Oh, I'm going to get free health care. They all were looking at this illusion, this mural that is being painted by the revolutionaries. And they saw only good. It was only going to be wonderful. And utopian and happiness and peace. But actually, behind that facade, what the reality was, that he was building slowly a tyrannical government, a government that was destroying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights very rapidly. He had the Defense Authorization Act, which gave the president something that no president has ever had, which says that he can arrest anyone without ever filing charges. They can disappear. They can't have an attorney to defend them. They would be tried in a military court, and they can disappear. And he said if he can make an assassination list, even of an American, and have them assassinated without any explanation, purely at his discretion. Now, this was an incredible bill for our representatives to have signed, and they signed it because he told them, oh, this will never be used against Americans. You can trust me. And so they trusted him. They believed the painting they saw on the mural. And instead, now that he has it, he can do whatever he wants to any citizen, any group, anybody who resists his power.
But not only he could, but he has. He had a 16-year-old boy, the son of a man who was never convicted of being a terrorist, never indicted as a terrorist. But he was assassinated, and then several weeks later, they killed his 16-year-old son, who was having a barbecue in Yemen with a friend. And they killed him. They set a drone in. They killed him. They killed him intentionally. He was an American citizen. So it's not only they have the authority, they have certainly the right. They have done it. But what disturbs me most, Russell, is there's no outcry. No outcry from the American people. But even more frightening is there's no outcry from the American churches and our religious leaders about not only torture, but about the murder of a 16-year-old boy whose father was accused of being a terrorist. Accused, never convicted, never indicted, just accused. Go right ahead.
Well, and there's a very good reason why that happened, and that is what the revolutionaries learned in their psychology, and that is that you first have to establish an enemy that is so terrifying, an outside enemy, a force that's endangering everyone, and that your only protection is the government. You have to be convinced that this enemy is going to get you and destroy your family and your way of life if the government is not there with its powerful arm. Now, this is the threat from the Islamic terror. This is what's terrified people. Now, many years ago, there was a report that was leaked by U.S. News and World Report called the Report from Iron Mountain. In this report, if you read it, this is exactly what it says. In order to bring the world together for the purpose of this movement, we need to have either a war of massive proportion or some perceived outside enemy that's going to draw all the people to the government for its protection. Well, that's the Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, TSA. And so people don't want to resist because they say, well, if the government is doing that, it's to protect it. They need 30,000 drones flying over America looking at your property to make sure that evil terrorist that none of us can quite see with the government is hiding out there ready to pounce at any moment. We need to be checked. We need to have our emails checked and listen to our conversations. We need to have our houses broken into without the protection of the Constitution. Our protections where you had to show what you were looking for when you went in the house is no longer valid. They can look for anything they want to. They can tear the walls out. They can tear the floors up and then leave your house totally destroyed and never have a court order saying exactly what they're looking for. So we're seeing unprecedented advances. We've seen more executive orders by this president than any other president and all the presidents put together. He's just churning out executive orders, which bypasses Congress. And Congress sits quietly, does not protest, does not demand that the Constitution be followed in declaring war. They allow this executive to declare war. They allow our ambassador to be murdered, our Navy SEALs to be murdered, and there's no answerability. We allow the NSA to collect trillions of conversations. I listened to an interview with a whistleblower from the NSA, and he said they've collected something like 6 trillion messages. And he said they've collected so many from every American, every congressman, every person, that they're having trouble with storing it. So they're building a $2 billion storage facility in Nevada by the NSA to store all of these conversations. And he said, what we do, they're not going to look through all of them. He said, they wait until they target you. When you're targeted, your dossier is pulled up, all your emails, all your letters, all your conversations on telephones or any other form of communication is meticulously picked through, looking for some evidence that they can use to convict you of some crime, which could be some obscure law. There's so many laws, everyone's guilty of something. And he said that's the way they target you. Well, we remember under Bill Clinton, this very thing happened. He sicked the IRS on virtually every conservative publication, every conservative book publisher, every conservative newspaper in the country, selectively. There was very little outcry over this use of the federal government against his political enemy. That was just setting the precedent. Now we see that not only can they sic the IRS on you, but if they want to, they can make you disappear or have you assassinated. Now, some people think, well, that's kind of over the top, and I don't think that'll happen. Well, when you look into the history of National Socialist Germany under Hitler, and you look at Lenin's first few years of power, people were saying the same thing. Well, I know we've given him that power, but I don't really think he'll use it against the people. He says there's an external enemy. He says that he has to protect us against the, in the case of Hitler, the communists, because they burned the Reichstag. And in Russia, Lenin was telling them there's enemies that wants to stop this utopian revolution. They're enemies of the people. So I have to protect you against them. And people believed it until it was too late. And that's the thing. And like Niall Ferguson said, America's going to fall. But the thing is, it's going to fall very rapidly. And Niall Ferguson is a brilliant historian of civilization and of international finance. So I would take his word for it.
And of course, our job is to try to make the American people understand what's going on The fact that we have a constitution, it is the foundation of our system of government. It is the law of the land. It is being violated by the subversive element that are working at the leadership of both political parties, and fortunately are working within our conservative organizations and our religious organizations to neutralize them. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Russell is talking about the fact that here in America, certainly the leadership of the Republican Party, many of them are people who call themselves neoconservatives, and basically they're not really conservatives. They're certainly Trotskyites who believe we need a ruling elite to control the masses. This is the Republican Party, ladies and gentlemen, which has turned its back on its traditions of limiting the power of government. government so men could be free, now embracing the concept we need an all-powerful government because people can't look after themselves, and certainly there's very little difference between the big spending policies of the Republicans and the big spending programs of the Democrats. They're both working in the same direction. And Russell is simply pointing out that much of what we believe about what is going on in America just isn't true. There are people in positions of leadership who have an entirely different perspective and do not believe in this concept of limited power and individual liberty. They want a ruling elite who tells people what to do because they're too dumb to know what is good for them. That's why they need, certainly, a non-elected oligarchy controlling the destiny of our nation. Russell, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just quickly jotted down some things that I thought were really key events that you're going to see grow substantially in the next several years. One is to force moving people into the city and out of the suburbs. Closing suburbs. I saw that proposed by one of the congressmen, that we need to start moving people out of suburbs into the city. Well, that's always been a program by the revolutionary, because it's much easier to control people if you have them all in one location. So that's a key point. Other is expansion of occultism. I've been an observer of this occultic movement for some time, as you have, Stan. And, you know, there's a very strong philosophical link between occultism and the revolutionary philosophy. They're inseparable. All revolutions that we've seen in modern times are occultic. You know, the book Fire in the Minds of the Men by Billington, he goes through the history quite meticulously of this occultic link. Well, what you're saying, and this is an observation of historians, is that when religion begins to be attacked and is removed from the public square, we don't have secularism appear so much as we have an rapid expansion of interest in the occultism. And I've noticed over the last 20 years, 30 years, this incredible expansion of occultism. When I used to go to the bookstores, the occult books took up not even half a shelf. Now there are two or three long shelves that are just filled with books on the occult subject. Books such as How to Be a Teenage Witch, How to Read Minds, Levitation, Ghosts, you know, all of these things are interesting, trying to interest our youth and our people in another form of mysticism, which is intimately linked to the revolutionary mentality. So you're going to see a lot more interest in the occult. They're going to start legitimizing things like UFOs and ghosts and ghost hunting and mysticism of all kinds. Anything that takes you away from Christianity, our traditional religious belief. We're going to see further balkanization of America. You know, they have people hating the wealthy. The enemy is the wealthy. We need to steal their wealth. They openly are advocating the stealing of the wealth of the successful. Of the creators of jobs, like Peter Schiff said, under this proposal of this president, he will take 50% of Peter Schiff's income. And he said, "Do you think that's fair? That's government stealing from me." You know, he works hard for that money. He's very intelligent. He's done some incredible things, and the government has no hand in it, but just comes and steals 50% of his profits. We're going to see a furthering of attack on the founding fathers. They're going to be vilified, and the children are going to start hearing all of the terrible things about the founding fathers and the principles that they represented. You know, that occurred in the 1920s to some degree, particularly with the historian Charles Beard. But we're going to see a resurgence of that to an incredible degree. Each founding father is going to be vilified, including George Washington. Just as we saw Christopher Columbus vilified 10 or 20 years ago. That was their first open attempt on an attack.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, Dr. Blaylock, simply talking about how our society is changing, how many of our corporations are working hand in glove with government to create sort of a corporate governmental structure, and certainly many of our corporations are certainly losing their identity. They're being absorbed by other corporations, and we're seeing certainly the centralization of economic power in fewer and fewer hands. Step by step, we increase the power of the federal government, and we increase the power of the corporate corporate situation. We're seeing a move towards a corporate state. This is exactly what happened in Benito Mussolini's Italy. This is exactly what happened in Hitler's Germany, where the corporations and the government worked hand in hand for the same common cause, both strengthening one another. Go right ahead, Russell.
Yeah, there's a great book by James Gilbert called Designing the Industrial State, The Intellectual Pursuit of Collectivism in America, 1880 to 1940. And he goes through the history of collectivism in America, showing that what really intrigued the collectivist elite was the corporation. And in the 1920s onward, we saw a tremendous growth in America of corporations and the reach of these corporations internationally. And what they liked about the corporation, it was the perfect collectivist enterprise. It was based on rigid regimentation of its workers, careful control of its workers. It was based on central planning, controlled by an elite board that made all the decisions for the corporation. And it was heavily bureaucratized. The government was not that well organized. So the collectivists of the world said, you know, really, the pattern we should be following is the corporation. Well, if you look at people like J.P. Morgan, who people think, well, this is the icon of capitalism. J.P. Morgan was enamored with Karl Marx and the socialist system. He worked tirelessly to destroy competition in the United States. He thought competition was a terrible thing. So did Rockefeller. And they worked together to bring about this corporate government structure that eventually would create world corporatism, in which the corporation eventually would take over the government and would be the government of the world. And because of its enormous efficiency, far beyond government, it would be able to control, manipulate, and make the world much more efficient and fair and just. So I think we're going to see the corporation grow at a rate that we've never seen before, and the smaller corporations will disappear or be merged into the larger corporations. And, you know, the King Gillette, who was the inventor of the Gillette razor, in the 1890, he had this idea, and he wrote a book about it. And he said we should produce a single corporation called the United Corporation and bring all the corporations under it, and it will rule the world. And he pursued this throughout his life, this idea of this utopian corporate structure. Well, all the collectivists since that time have followed the corporate pattern. So you're going to see that, and this is what you see on the Obama administration. He works very closely with major corporations, financial corporations, and international banking houses. They're part of this corporate elitist structure. You know, and it's so ironic to me every time you see on TV, they discuss him as if he's a people person. As if he's for the little people and the disenfranchised people, but he's always in the company of some of the most wealthy, powerful people in the world. His wife dresses and dresses that cost a fortune. She's a model for all the magazines. They attend very expensive parties and go to the opera, and they don't do things that is this image he tries to project. So he is part and partial to this. And you also have to realize Bilderberg Trilateral, Council on Foreign Relations, the organizations that have been shown to actually make policy for our country, particularly foreign policy, but also domestic policy, is made up of all the major corporations. You don't see many governmental organizations in these groups. They're mostly corporations. Your tax-free foundation, which funds most of the advance in this fundamental change we're talking about. They're the financiers of it. They have more money than hundreds of countries have combined. And what they do is they're all corporations. All of these tax-free foundations are corporate. So you have this interlocking tax-free foundation, which work together and pool their wealth and exchange their board members, and they are the ones who are financing and making up the ruling elite of the Trilateral Commission and Council on Foreign Relations, which make up most of these governments. Well, you look at the Obama administration, he has more trilateralists in his cabinet than any president yet, and Jimmy Carter held a record before that. So we're seeing that the CFR and the Trilateral Commission now have gotten an iron grip on our government, and that's why Congress is irrelevant. They don't even have to pay any attention to it. And you hear Nancy Pelosi publicly say, I don't want to hear any criticism of the government, you know, when she holds press conferences.
Let me just comment that if you read Barry Goldwater's book With No Apologies, and we do offer that through our ministry on page 280, Barry Goldwater talks about how the goal of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is basically to seize the control of the economic and political structure of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. Those are his words. By first seizing control of the political government of the United States. The book was written in 1979. It's available, page 280. You can get it through our ministry. They have done that. They now control the political government of the United States, and we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice. But we can't let the American people understand that the structure and function of our government has changed, and that the subversive element that controls both political parties doesn't believe in the Constitution, which they swear to uphold. Their goal and their allegiance is to this globalist dream under a ruling corporate elite. Go right ahead.
Right, and the emphasis there should be on corporate elite, because these ruling organizations of Rockefeller are all corporations. You read the list of members, of the ruling members of the Trilateral Commission, which is public, and you look at the Council on Foreign Relations, it's all the major corporations in America. General Electric, the major newspaper publishers, the major manufacturers, the major financial banking houses in the world. So it's a who's who of the corporate world, and what they've done is they've completed this dream of taking over the government.
And you mentioned General Electric. Well, of course, who is it? Who is the President Obama's labor czar? Who did he pick for the head of the labor czar of America? Why, the president of General Electric, who's moving everything to China, who's moving his entire structure of General Electric to China, and yet Obama appointed him the labor czar of the United States. Go right ahead.
And if you go back in the history of General Electric, it was its CEO who designed Franklin Roosevelt's whole program. It was designed by the president of General Electric. If you look during World War II, General Electric was accused of traitorous activity by supporting Hitler and building factories in Germany during the war that helped Hitler's war effort.
Not only that, but they were actually, all during the Second World War, they were headed by Americans living in Germany. And of course, they were managing General Electric, General Motors, Ford, IBM, AT&T, American corporations all during the war, financed Adolf Hitler, provided the weapons for Adolf Hitler, certainly the major American banks, 10 of them, provided the money. This is all covered in a wonderful book we carry called America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who worked for the Justice Department, had a security clearance three levels above top secret, and only recently has he been able to tell the truth because he had signed a secrecy agreement, which fortunately has expired, and the people from the Justice Department called him and pleaded with him to write a book to tell the truth, which he did, and we carry that book, America's Nazi Secret, and going into the background of how GE and, of course, the other major corporations provided the weapons not only before World War II, but during World War II, the weapons that killed the American boys at Normandy and the Battle of the Bulge. But we can't let the American people know that, can we? Go right ahead, Russell.
And you look at the history after that, the same thing was seen in Korean War, and particularly in Vietnam. It's been disclosed that major corporations were funding enormous amounts to our enemy that was killing our soldiers. And Americans should be outraged that during World War II and Korea and Vietnam and the Iraq and Afghanistan war, our major corporations are funding the destruction of our soldiers, the killing and maiming of our soldiers. We should be outraged. But instead, they're in our government making foreign policy. And this is why We have something like 20 F-16s being sent to Syria. And
being sent to Egypt.
Egypt, yeah, and all these tanks. You have tanks and personnel carriers and high-tech weapons. And the whole thing about Benghazi was the fact that high-tech weapons were missing in Libya, and the Navy SEALs were there at the CIA headquarters, supposedly tracking them down, trying to find them. Well, it also included surface-to-air missiles, and this is why the whole operation was carried out in Benghazi, in my estimation, was to cover that up. So, and ironically, and I saw a videotape of it. It shows the Muslim Brotherhood shooting down a government helicopter with a surface-to-air missile, and the commentator on there says, "Where did they get that?" Well, they got that from Libya. This was the weapons they secretly were shipping in that these Navy SEALs that were killed were trying to track. So we're going to see a lot more foreign wars. We're going to see them prolonged. We're going to see greater American and international involvement in these wars. They're going to start popping up all over the world, involving numerous countries. We're going to start seeing them occurring in Latin America, in Asia. America is going to be overwhelmed with the number of wars that will be occurring. And
But I think, you know, basically, people should be asking, why is America sending, I think it's something like 20 F-16s to Egypt when it's under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, who hates America? Why would America be sending those? Well, they said, well, they were ordered previously. You can cancel an order anytime you want to. But we are creating the best enemy money could buy. And until people understand that, until people understand that all during the Second World War, we were financing and building the weapons for, at least our corporations were building the weapons for the Nazis, the best enemy money could buy. Once you understand that, things begin to make sense. Go right ahead.
You know, one of the other interesting things is no one has publicly told who the Muslim Brotherhood is, where they came from. The Muslim Brotherhood was formed by al-Husseini in 1930 by Adolf Hitler. He was an admirer of Hitler. At the time, the Jews and the Arabs were getting along just fine. The Palestinians in the Middle East, they had no problem. Al-Husseini hated him, and he traveled to Germany, met with Hitler, visited the concentration and camps and the extermination camp, was taken on a tour, and Hitler told him that when he finally won the war, he was going to let al-Husseini run the Middle East Third Reich. And so he traveled back to the Middle East, set up a terrorist organization called the Muslim Brotherhood, and Eichmann even traveled to Palestine to meet with him and help him organize it. So he eventually formed an assassination squad, and the first of the suicide bombers was killing the leaders in the Arab countries and in Palestine were trying to bring peace and resisting them. And so he spread this violent revolutionary Islamic group throughout the region under the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1948. And eventually, in time, in the 60s, he merged with the communists who were in the Middle East trying to set up a surrogate war with the United States. There's also disclosed in this book on the history of it by Chuck Morris, was that, in fact, many of the Germans after World War II, when they lost the war, were secretly spirited to the Middle East. They changed their names to Arabic names, married the Arabic and Palestinian women, and became the terrorists of the Middle East. Well, you know, we have a generation or two after that now, who are making up these terrorists that we think are indigenous, but actually many of them are descendants of these National Socialist Nazis who moved to the Middle East, who were working for Hitler and had created this Muslim Brotherhood. Well, for some reason, as well documented as this history is, I have not heard a soul anywhere publicly mention the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood is National Socialist, that is Nazi in origin. And yet this government is supporting them.
Well, a lot of strange things are going on. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Russell Blaylock. And ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. You must understand what's going on today. You must understand there are people at the highest levels of our government who are creating enemies. Why would you want to finance, help create, and then suddenly finance the Muslim Brotherhood? Well, very simply, you have to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. You have to have a war so you can rally the people behind the all-powerful government, and people then give up their freedom because the government's going to protect us from the bad guys, whoever they are, the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, the Nazis. We need that protection. The communists will be back in a moment.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we certainly hope that you enjoyed the discussion by Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's done a great deal of analysis on this, and the material he's putting out is accurate. And certainly, we certainly hope that if you'd like to get a copy of the discussion, they are available from Radio Liberty. This is the time I need to mention that our ministry is primarily listener supported, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you're in a position to join us. Why, of course, you'll get our four best tapes in the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, why, you'll be helping to maintain the network of over 50 stations or outlets that carry our programs every single week. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, advertise with us, get our various products, why, our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Is there really a conspiracy out there that controls the world? Yes, there is, ladies and gentlemen. And I write about it in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you've not read it, you should. I've had a number of key people from Washington, D.C. and across the nation who've told me that this book has changed their lives. Now, it's time to get it reprinted, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd appreciate hearing from you. Ordinarily, the book retails for $12.95. You can actually get a case of the book, 64 of them, which you can sell or give away. You get the books for less than $3 each. It's $150 plus shipping, so it'll come to less than $3 each. And you can get this book out. You can change people's lives with it. We think it's an important book. And if you'd like to help us get it reprinted, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. I want to tell you, you will not be billed until we've actually started the actual printing. And, of course, we will offer you either the DVD of Admiral Henry Cooper talking about the threat of an EMP attack, or any other tape set or DVD set that we've produced. We'll be glad to get you have that as a bonus for getting a case of our books. So the number to call is 1-800-544-8927. But certainly you could afford to give the books away if you have a full case of them, and you will impact upon people's lives, I promise you. Now, if you want to understand what's really going on in the world, why, you need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21 is the plan for the 21st century, as laid out by the ruling elite, the people who rule the world. They have their meetings. You can read about it up on the internet. But, of course, my talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan, really goes into in detail exactly what they're doing. And they want to totally disrupt certainly our society. They want to build up the economy of the rest of the world, raise living standards throughout the rest of the world, and lower the living standards here. And then, of course, we have another talk called Population Control, the Covert Agenda, because they really do intend to markedly reduce the number of people in the world. They've already killed probably or prevented the births of about 4 billion people. Let me repeat that. They've already either killed by abortion or prevented the births of about 4 billion people. Euthanasia is increasingly being practiced in our hospitals under the name of comfort care. Go up on the internet and look up comfort care. Over in England, certainly, why, of course, they kill about 120,000 elderly a year, to the point where many citizens, senior citizens in England, will not go to the hospital because they know or they fear they won't get out alive. But check on the internet. Find if I'm telling you the truth. How suddenly the English hospitals kill about 120,000 people a year over there. And, of course, they'll be doing the same thing here under Obamacare. This is not something imaginary. It's really very real because these people worship a different God, and they really want to eliminate a large part of the world's population. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And behind everything going on today are powerful spirits of forces. So please pray for America and pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. From the mountain. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from our hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosalind Peterson, and we're going to be talking about the drones here in America. Now, these, of course, are unmanned planes. Some of them are fairly good size. Some of them are very, very small. But, of course, they are planning to have as many as initially 30,000 drones here in America, flying our skies, spying on everything, in the name of protecting us from the wicked terrorists who have been funded since their inception, right here in the United States, the finest enemy money could buy. But we can't let the American people know that. And so they've authorized the drones here. Now, the drones are certainly over in Pakistan. They're armed, and they're used there to kill people. They've killed all sorts of civilians. The Pakistani people are furious with us because we're just going in and indiscriminately killing civilians. Oh, and then we say, oh, shucks, we thought it was a terrorist, or we thought they were planning and plotting against America. So sorry we killed all your people there, your wives, your children. And we are doing everything we can to antagonize the rest of the world with our drone strikes. These armed drones are dangerous, but some of the drones, at least I've heard, and we'll have to find out from Rosalind whether any of the drones here in America are going to be armed as well to protect us from those wicked terrorists. Hi, Rosalind. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing great this morning. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Well, tell us, we want to know about the drones. Now, most people really aren't too concerned about the drones. That's the problem over there in Pakistan, where they're accidentally killing an awful lot of civilians. But here, are we really going to have drones in America?
Yes. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, is under authorization from the U.S. Congress to allow drones comprised of both unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, which are flown either remotely or autonomously, and the...
Well, what's the difference between remote and autonomous?
Well, autonomous means that there's no human control of the drone. It's pre-programmed by computer to act by itself.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
And they're going to be used in combinations with cameras, thermal imaging devices, audio recording devices, and they're going to be used to capture and store information. And they're going to be, they're going to transmit information back to a base station where it can be stored. And they're being used for domestic law enforcement missions right now in the United States. The scope and extent of the drone usage has been requested to the FAA from Homeland Security. It's been requested from universities, various government agencies. And so what happens is that these drones, local agencies, are being funded by the federal government to purchase drones, the equipment to fly drones, which is quite expensive. And they're going to need people to be in your local community, law enforcement, who are going to be sending up these drones and monitoring for surveillance purposes and other purposes. So, in other words, there's going to be a greater integration of our national airspace system with these drones, which is going to lead to more accidents. Because they've already been having, the U.S. military has already been having drone accidents.
Okay, and Chris, with all of our commercial jets, this could be a problem. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Rosalind.
Well, what happens is that with we know now that there are drone ranges in Colorado, New Mexico, Oregon. The Boardman Range in Oregon is one of the most recent ones that wants an expansion of its drone range.
Now, basically, are these just local areas where the drones are flown, or can they be flown anywhere in the country?
Well, they're flying them militarily all across the country, but they can take off and land at these drone bases, and one of them in at the Boardman, U.S. Navy Boardman Range, they want an expansion of the military operations area, airspace. They want to, they are now supporting by flying missions for the U.S. Navy five-year warfare programs over the Pacific Ocean, the Northwest Training Range complex here where we live in Northern California, and then in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. And they're carrying bombs over land areas. They're carrying all kinds of devices for experimental weapon systems. So it's quite extensive what's already happening. And
you
know, now,
you mean they're carrying weapon systems here in the United States?
Yes. Well, one of the things that they do is when they work with the U.S. Navy, these five-year ocean warfare testing programs, what happens is that in looking at this, what we have discovered is that the drones, and I'm really serious about this, the drones are used for surveillance purposes over land areas and have been at the Boardman Range. And now this expansion will allow the Boardman Range to be even bigger, and they will be testing machine guns, new weapons systems. They're going to test surveillance. One of the things that's been mentioned is that they, for practice, people wanting to practice using drones, they actually track cars, they track speeders, they track different things on the ground that are moving about, and the information can be stored and kept, as far as we know, forever. So when you have private contractors, when you have all different people working these ranges to store information, surveil, bomb blast, you're going to have accidents, and this is what we're really afraid of.
All right, fine. And so basically then, of course, this is just in the opening phase, but certainly they'll be having more and more and more drones here. They're talking about 30,000 of them. We'll be right back in a moment with Rosalind. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Rosalind is saying that they are going to have already started deploying drones here in the United States, and at least some of these drones are going to be armed. They're going to be carrying weapons on them. Is that a fair assessment, Rosalind?
Yes, it is.
And, of course, the question is, how can we be sure that they won't interfere with our commercial airlines or with private planes? Certainly, on many of these planes, of course, there's nobody in them. It's all done mechanically. Some of them are actually controlled entirely by computers with no human surveillance. Have there been any accidents yet as far as drones or near accidents with these drones hitting either commercial or flying private planes?
Yes. And the problem here is that for small planes and small commercial planes or for a commercial airline, you can't see them. And the tower operators can't see these drones. The drones can be not even the size of a human being. They can be handheld, very small, very light, and they can be launched just by throwing them. They can also be larger. They can stay in the air for 20, 30 hours at a time. Some of them are proposed to be nuclear-powered drones. So when we can't see them, that there's going to be hundreds of them flown both privately and by the military, as well as by government agencies, state agencies, federal agencies, police departments, the increasing number of accidents is going to become much larger over time.
But, of course, if one of these very small ones hit a major civilian airliner, that they really couldn't do any damage to it, could they?
Yes, they have damaged, in the past, in recent years, they have damaged commercial airlines. And the thing is, it depends on the size of the drone and what they're carrying as well. But in other words, for example, the Originer Predator drone, which went into service in 1995, in other words, didn't even have GPS and was initially unarmed. But now they carry, they can take off and land on their own. They can carry smart sensors. They can detect a disruption in the dirt a mile below the plane and trace footprints on the ground. But here's what's happening. When you start to multiply this into thousands and thousands of drones flying all over the United States of all sizes and shapes, it's an absolute nightmare for anyone to keep track of them or to be able to see them and know that you could be in an area where these drones are flying or who the drones belong to.
Well, now, if this is a problem, why aren't we hearing anything about it? Certainly until I talked to you and heard certainly your concern, I hadn't heard anybody talking about the safety of drones. Some people were worried that they might be able to certainly monitor our private actions, certainly to be a means by which the government could track people here, maybe dissidents, people who were concerned about the fact we have a small number of people who control both political parties, make mockery out of the electoral process. But certainly nobody is really talking about certainly any physical threat from these. In other words, the damage that these could do if they were to collide with commercial airlines or small airplanes. Basically, is there a group that is really concerned about this that's trying to get the information out?
Medea Benjamin of Code Pink has been working at this. There are a lot of private individuals like myself and people in Oregon and a few other states that have started to become enlightened about the consequences of these drones. But what you don't hear and see on the news was the latest drone crash in Maryland. There's a whole area where the land was just destroyed, and luckily it wasn't over a city or a town when a drone, military drone, crashed. And so we have to really look at the fact that drones are made so that they have a stealth technology so that you're not supposed to pick them up on radar. You're not supposed to be able to see them. And so we have no idea the full range and impact of these drones when they're flying with both private and commercial airlines. We have no idea how long they can keep the data that they're from surveillance records that they're taking. They can hover, listen to conversations.
How do you mean they can listen to a conversation? I mean, how close would they have to be to record a conversation?
I don't know, because the listening technology is so much better than it was years ago, but they do have they can put on a small drone, and they've got drones that hover, and what they can do is they're so small. I mean, they're hardly the size, maybe a foot by a foot, and they're very quiet, and they can come up and they can hover next to windows. They can have their cameras look in your windows. There's all kinds of things that are going on, because the technology is there, and they can be armed. A small drone, handheld drone, can be armed with, machine gun type apparatus. They demonstrated those. I've seen them on my website. I have a movie showing where a drone was armed with a machine gun and could shoot down objects on the ground. It wasn't very big. It was smaller than the man standing on the ground holding the drone, and he just lofted it up and then was demonstrating how this could be used to shoot down targets. So we really have to look at the consequences of who will be flying these drones, how easy they are for the public to use and to modify as well, so neighbors could spy on neighbors. I mean, this is the unlimited use of these drones could grow exponentially. The other thing that I find with the drones is that they could be abused by police departments. They could be abused by anyone who wants to indiscriminately use drones for purposes that they weren't intended for as well. And this is why there was a Washington Post article which talked about the fact that U.S. drone crashes mount at civilian airports. And this was a recent article, November 30th of this year. And they've had crashes in the past year. And this is U.S. Air Force records showing this. So we really had to have to take a look at what's going on with these drones, why they're having so many problems. And we also have them impacted by parts from foreign countries that we're purchasing. And one of the things that Senator Levin has been concerned is having aircraft being flown with parts that aren't reliable, that aren't don't work well from foreign countries, because we no longer manufacture some of the parts for aircraft and drones.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Rosalind, but this is something that nobody's talking about. The threat of domestic drones, not only because some of them will be armed, but because, of course, they can certainly have all sorts of accidents, and a number of accidents have already taken care of, have taken place, but the information has been very effectively suppressed. Would that be a fair assessment, Rosalind?
It would be a fair assessment, but I think more and more people are getting to know about drones. That it's starting to talk about this issue now that the FAA is engaged in wanting to allow everyone, you know, in other words, hundreds and hundreds of people to use these drones. And the military use of drones, which is unrestricted, will be classified. In other words, in the United States, it's stunning as far as how many are already allowed in the U.S. And a lot of times they say, well, the FAA has to approve them and all of these things. But the military, having been flying drones here for a long time, it's just interesting that we're escalating this without having a truly, discussion among the American public if we want to have all these drones.
Well, what is your impression? I mean, certainly do you think that the people are concerned about it? Is there significant danger? In other words, is there significant danger of one of these drones colliding with a plane and bringing the plane down? If that were to happen, who would be responsible? So what are your thoughts? And certainly, what is this legislation you're trying to get drawn up to protect people from the domestic use of drones? Why don't you explore those thoughts?
Well, one of the things that we'd like to do is we'd like to see heavy restriction on drone uses. We'd like to discuss that if they pick up surveillance data, who gets it, how long they have it. In other words, exactly how much spying is going to be going on United States citizens, especially from the military and the police drones that will be flying.
But, of course, the excuse is that we need to be protected from the wicked terrorists. Now, of course, nobody ever knows that we've been financing these terrorists, that basically there is no real threat from terrorism here in the United States. There have been no major bombings, certainly, of our malls or by terrorists. There have been no major bombings in our sporting events. It's certainly they wanted to. If there really was a terrorist threat, some terrorists would have come across the border with a knapsack full of explosives and set them off. All of the terrorists, so-called terrorists, have been arrested here, I think about 50 of them, and 48 of them were government sting operations. If this is such a threat, why do they have to create the sting operations? You'd think there'd be plenty of threats without that. Well, go right ahead, Rosalind. I share your concern. I really don't think that there's a justification for this extensive surveillance of the American people. And I think that we are being lied to about the terrorist threat here in America, as they lied to us about what happened on September 11th, as they lied to us about what happened, certainly, at building number 7 on the September 11th of 2001. And I think all of this, of course, was just staged to justify this war on terror, to justify increased government control over our lives. So, but basically, what are your concerns?
Well, I'm concerned because the military now is talking about, and other entities as well, but they're talking about unmanned drones, and that have, and they're going to make them autonomous. And these autonomous drones, can you imagine having a drone make a decision when they're flying over the United States? In other words, that they're always going to make perfect decisions because their equipment is always going to work well, that they're just perfectly formed computer programs to do always the right thing and to handle situations. When the plane doesn't fly well, it has a mechanical problem. But all of this, and I'm not happy with the idea that we're going to allow these things to fly more and more with and make decisions about targets, make decisions about who they're going to surveil and view and what where the data goes, all of this. As an independent entity, and what happens when they go haywire? I mean, that's of concern to me, too. And so we know that drone computer systems fail. We know that hacking takes place. We know that GPS systems can be what they call spoofed. That means where the GPS system that the drone is using can be, in other words, another GPS system can kind of slide in there and take over control of the drone, essentially, or make it do something it doesn't want to do. We have all kinds of hacking where these computer programs can be hacked into, and we have no idea when these things fail to operate correctly what their end result is when they go haywire. And how will humans, if humans are not monitoring all this time, how will humans know that their drone is not acting properly? And how will they stop it once it's autonomous? We have absolutely no idea.
Well, I share your concern, but certainly we're not hearing a great deal about this. Certainly, I mean, if this is the first time we've ever done a program on the fact that certainly that these drones are there, and this is the first time we've heard that they would actually be autonomous and certainly would be totally responsive to a computer rather than to human direction. Who then, if there's a problem, who's responsible for it?
Well, they're going to blame it on computer error. In other words, they're going to say, well, there was a fault, the drone was faulty, or there was a computer error. And then they're going to say, well, it's not my fault that something happened because of this computer error. I mean, it gives everybody deniability that anybody was responsible if there's a problem.
All right. Well, I share your concern. We're going to be back here in just a moment. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Rosalind Peterson. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast. Suddenly, Jack from Michigan called and asked whether the county sheriff has any jurisdiction over the drones that are flying in his county. Certainly, the drones can certainly violate our personal privacy. Does the sheriff have any control over this at all? And again, if you're out there having a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Who will be in charge of the drones?
Well, if a police department has a drone, they would be in charge of the drone and what it does and what they want it to do. And they would have spent money purchasing a very expensive drone. and then they would be responsible for what, in other words, what this drone was doing. But the police department would not have any knowledge, working knowledge of military drones flying in the area. They wouldn't have knowledge of drones used by other entities, for example, universities. And in other words, and then you've got domestic use of these drones by law enforcement. We're not having a privacy debate going on right now. And so, in other words, SWAT teams, for example, can use drones, all kinds of things. The drones can be turned on U.S. citizens. And what happens and who decides when a drone, an armed drone, which they're talking about for police departments, then starts shooting people? In other words, maybe the people aren't guilty of whatever it is they're thought to be guilty of. But the drones and the police are going to make decisions about shooting people that they think have committed a crime without ever finding out if this is true or not. So, I mean, in Texas, they're using SWAT teams are doing this. And so what happened, they talked about, let's see, there was a Washington Post article that talked about a SWAT team, and this was in January 2011, that a SWAT team waiting to execute a search warrant wanted a last-minute aerial sweep of property in part to check for unseen danger. But there was a department, the department's aircraft section, feared that if it put up a helicopter, the suspect might try to shoot it down. So they decided on a high-risk operation. They launched a drone, a bird-sized device called a WASP, floated hundreds of feet into the sky and instantly beamed live video to agents on the ground. Okay, but a bird-sized device called a WASP. And this was in Texas, and this was just a year ago. So we have to look at, in other words, that we're talking about size, type, what they can do, all kinds of things.
And, of course, basically, from a police point of view, it sounds like a very logical thing to do. But what about if certainly this is simply becomes a means of surveillance of law-abiding citizens who may certainly be critical of the government programs of increasing control over our lives? I think this is a frightening thing to contemplate because, of course, there is no place you could go where you could have privacy. Certainly, we've always had the sanctity of our property. People couldn't come onto our property without a warrant. But do you need a warrant to begin surveilling people with a drone? And I don't think you do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a surveillance society, where everything you do is being watched and monitored. We've already pointed out certainly that everybody has a number when they're born today. And every person in America legal is numbered. They have their video cameras on street corners and buildings and stores. Everybody has a purchase card, maybe a Visa card, a grocery store card. All the records of everything you buy are kept permanently. Certainly, they are watching, listening to what we say. And of course, every telephone conversation in America is monitored by something known as Project Echelon, ECHELON. Every fax, every Twitter, every email you send is permanently recorded. And certainly, they were able to go back at even General Petraeus, a four-star Army general, the head of the CIA, and track everything he did as far as a computer is concerned. And they can do it on you as well, ladies and gentlemen. They can do it on you as well. And basically, of course, now they have the ability to track us with the GPS satellites, and now the drones, and ever more technology being used for surveillance. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land
stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with gold, God bless America, my heart beats for. God bless America, land
Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home. Sweet.
Right, Pop? Right, son. Makes you think of Blake.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Rosalind Peterson. We're talking about drones and drones, drones watching people here in America, putting certainly our whole society under surveillance. We're talking about 30,000 drones to begin with being disseminated here in America, certainly, so that almost every action can be watched. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're not really worried about terrorists. Yes, there could be some confrontations with police. This would be very advantageous, and you could see why it would be an advantage. But of course, what about the threat from those people who want to watch everything that everybody does? Should we be concerned about that? And I think we should, because I believe there are people who want to change the structure of our society, who believe we need a ruling elite, and they want to be that ruling elite. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have David calling from Central New York. Hi, David. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I was wondering if Rosalind could mention how small and lightweight and maybe the speed of some of these little drones are, and then I have another question or something to mention.
All right. Basically, how small are these? How fast will they move? And, of course, doesn't it sort of vary? But certainly what? How small can they be, Rosalind?
Well, they can fit in the palm of your hand. So they can be very, very small, bug size. In other words, they're inventing all kinds of drones that, in other words, they'd fit in your coffee cup, essentially. And then the drone size escalates all the way up to the big predator drones that they use to fly military drone operations in foreign countries like Pakistan and Afghanistan and those things. So the size of them, and how far they can travel and stay in the air for hours at a time depends on how they're powered. But the scope of drones is increasingly getting much better because they can start to fly very fast. The little tiny ones, it's fascinating to watch how fast they can fly when they're experimenting around. And also these small handheld drones can operate in cooperation with each other. So it's interesting to watch now that they're having drones that can fly through parking spaces and indoor garages without hitting anything. And they can fly relatively fast. So speed is not an object. They aren't going to go the speed of a supersonic jet or something, but they can go extremely fast.
Okay, David, do you have something else you'd like to ask?
Yes, it seems as if the assassination of JFK could have been done a lot differently had they had the technology.
You're absolutely right, Ben, but basically I think that these things are potentially dangerous. They can be armed, and we already know that they're being used to kill innocent American civilians. Well, a 16-year-old boy who's never charged with anything, his only crime was his father was accused of being a terrorist, so they killed him. And where is the outcry from our religious leaders and from our political leaders? It's deafening in its silence. Anything else, David?
One other thing, the technology would lend itself very well to quiet assassinations, even with poison dart technology.
You're absolutely right that this is a frightening, frightening thing. I share your concern. And I think we should all be concerned. I think this technology is so dangerous, and I do not believe it should be allowed in the United States, no matter how it may help us, certainly under certain circumstances. Anything else you want to say, David, before we let you go?
No, sir. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks for calling, and let's go to Joe calling us from New Jersey. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, it's sort of like a question. It thought occurred to me after speaking with a friend of mine, and we were talking. He was listening to the program as well, and here's a thought that we come up with. What's to stop Americans from shooting down these little spy ships?
All right, Roslyn, how would you respond to Joe?
Well, I'm sure that it would land you in jail somewhere at some point. But
I'm sure it would, Joe. You have to understand that if you shot one of these things down, you'd be in prison. You'd probably never get out. Go ahead.
So how are they going to know we did it?
Believe me, Joe, they're very, very good at what they do. These people are able to track all sorts of things. You could very well be watched by another jet, by another drone that was watching you do it.
Well, the only thing is they have cameras and surveillance systems on the drone. So when they retrieve it, they will know where the drone went down. They'll have lots of information. So, I think that rather than thinking about what we have to do as far as the drones go, what we have to decide is whether we want them or not and how we're going to take action to say no to this. Part of it is that we have to begin, as American citizens, to begin to say no to some of these plans because they're not going to be in our best interest.
And I think that is the real thing, Joe. Don't start talking about acts of violence. Figure out how we can point out the danger and the importance of privacy and the phony terror war. This is not a war on terror. This is a war that is being used to justify ever more control of our lives. That's the approach we have to use rather than talk about shooting them down. Anything else you want to say, Joe?
Oh, that's about it. I'll just kind of get some feedback on that.
Does that answer your question? I mean, if you want to spend the rest of your life in jail, go ahead and do it. But if I were you, I would not do it. I would join in this effort to educate the people about the invisible government and what their goals and objectives are. Okay?
Okay, Dr. Stan. Have a good evening.
Good evening. Good talking to you, Joe. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest this evening, Roslyn Peterson. And of course, we have an excellent DVD that she did for us on geoengineering, going how they are manipulating the environment and what they're doing certainly to alter the environment, the weather in this country. And then, of course, we have a 4-tape set on geoengineering where Roslyn is featured. But Roslyn, Before we go on, would you like to tell people how they get your website? I don't know if you have anything there on drones, but you have so much information on geoengineering and the danger to our weather, the things that are being done today to alter the world in which we live, and specifically to alter the atmosphere.
I have a lot of things. I have a drone section. If you go into the AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org, go to the categories section, and there's an alphabetical listing there, and if you scroll down to Workoff drones, you'll have a brand new section I put up on drones. And if you want to learn a lot about drones, I just updated this not too long ago, and I'm going to do so again. But there is a lot of information about drones on my website, agriculturedefensecoalition.org. Go to the categories section, scroll down until you find Warcoff, and then the section on it says Warcoff drones. And there you will find all of the information that we have been talking about today.
All right. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California. Now, it's my understanding that there's an effort to get some legislation passed on this. Are you involved at all with that?
I'm not involved directly with the legislation right now, although I'm aware of it. And one of the things that I'm doing is working toward bringing this to public attention so that they can take action. They can look at the legislation on drones coming up, and they will be able to have a voice with their elected officials. Right now, we're going to have a congressional change with those we elected to office coming about in January. And so what I'm going to be doing is starting to lobby our new congressional elected officials and state, newly elected state officials here in California on these issues. So I think it's really important to begin to think about how we're going to tackle this problem in the new year with the FAA going along and going to be allowing, giving permits to these various agencies to use more and more of these drones and the expanding military usage of drones.
All right, fine. Well, I think that we should be concerned about the violation of our, certainly our privacy. And people have to understand that anything that they get on you, they can use against you. And there really are people who do want to have a regulated and regimented society, who do not believe in the Constitution that limits the power of government over our lives. There are people who want to control you and I. They want to be able to control everyone and certainly be able to prevent dissent, but they really believe that we need a ruling elite. And that's one reason they want to be able to watch everybody, to listen to their conversations, to watch and read what they write in their Twitter and their emails and their faxes. And that way they have something on everybody. And if they can actually are able to monitor the private emails of a four-star Army general who just happens to be the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, it should prove to you that there are people far more powerful than the heads of our the Central Intelligence Agency who wanted to bring General Petraeus down. People say, well, he was having an affair, and I don't justify his affair, but that was simply used as a vehicle for monitoring what he's doing. And I would tell you out there in the listening audience, everything that you do is being listened to under Project Echelon. 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 Go up on your search engine and type in Echelon. They were listening to your phone conversations long before, of course, they ever had this threat of terrorism that they, of course, financed and created. And basically, of course, they can say we do not listen to the conversations of Americans, and that's true. They get the British to listen to the conversations of Americans, and we listen to the conversations of the British, and then they simply exchange information, but they don't listen to. They do this so they can lie. But everything is a lie, and everything is, certainly in my estimation, is an effort to deceive the American people. The last thing they want you to understand is that there are powerful forces out here which most people have no idea about, who have a different worldview. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Shirley calling from Michigan. And Shirley's on a cell phone, but we'll make the best of it. Hi, Shirley. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I'm sorry I came in kind of late on the broadcast tonight. And but it sounds like you and Roslyn are talking about, I believe, drones.
Roslyn is talking about the very real danger of drones, not only because they can hit airplanes and they can create damage that way, but of course, as far as the destruction of any element of privacy that we have, we can be under constant surveillance by these drones. Roslyn, would you like to add anything to what I said?
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about is that the technology goes from the largest UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, can be the size of a Boeing 737 jetliner. They can stay aloft for 20 hours and reach an altitude of 40,000 feet. The Predator drone that we're using now can reach an altitude of 50,000 feet and stay aloft for 30 hours. Then you have small fixed-wing aircraft, and they talk about these for domestic deployment. And the Houston Police Department, just as one example, tested the Scan Eagle made by Boeing. And it's the Scan Eagle is 4.5 feet long with a wingspan of 10 feet, can climb to 19,500 feet and stay aloft for more than 24 hours. And so it's perfect for surveillance. You can have a backpack aircraft, which can be carried by a person in a backpack, weighs about 4 pounds and has a wingspan of 4.5 feet and a length of 3 feet, and can fly up to 14,000 feet and stay aloft for about 110 minutes.
I think what's so frightening about these things, though, is their ability to actually to see you and to take pictures of you, and actually, even from tremendous height, they can actually read a letter that you're holding in your hand. They can read the writing on that and record it, and you don't even know you're being watched. I mean, the technology as far as photography is concerned is literally unbelievable.
Oh, sure.
Now, are they attached to planes, or are they just floating in the atmosphere? I mean, I'm still a little confused, because I see planes these days flying very low. It used to be you had to, you know, you look up and you couldn't see a plane very well. It was so small, but they're so doggone low now when they're flying.
Well, there's commercial aircraft that can fly low. There's military aircraft with pilots that can fly low. The drones can fly at any height and be of any size now, and they would be flying without a pilot. They'd be flying with through the use of a camera, where a person sitting in an office can be watching where the drone is going through a camera mechanism, and that's part of the surveillance, is these cameras, and they're steering them from, in other words, a remote location. But the problem is that they're going to have autonomous unmanned drones, which will fly themselves via computer, but won't be having a human looking over to see what they're doing. They'll be able to think and act by themselves.
And that is scary. Anything else, Shirley?
No, this is fascinating. I'm going to learn more and just keep learning and give out as much information as anyone will take.
Thanks very
Thank
much.
So
and
much.
Get those friends of yours listening to Radio Liberty. Good night. God bless.
I sure am. Thank
okay,
you
let's
so
go
much.
To Tim calling from upstate New York. Tim, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Hi. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine.
That's good. I think Rosalind said something that some of the drones are nuclear powered.
Yes, there's a proposal right now to start testing nuclear powered drones. And this worries me because in an accident, it could be just an absolute disaster.
Okay, Tim, does that answer your question?
Yep, sure does.
And Rosalind, what agency is funding this? Who is this? Or really, is it multiple agencies? Military, private, sheriff's office, even private surveillance companies? Aren't the drones really financed by multiple sources?
Well, mostly American taxpayer dollars
Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Go right ahead. You're saying mostly American taxpayer dollars?
Sure, because the military puts out contracts for the building of drones. And so what happens is they're developing the technology and that they contract out with universities and Boeing and other types of companies to make these drones. So we're all paying for it through our tax dollars, for sure. And, you know, when you talk about what these drones can carry, they're carrying a high, according to several reports, they're carrying high-powered zoom lenses that can allow significant zooming. In other words, so an aircraft could be far away and have these high-powered zoom lenses. And we've seen them on cameras and other equipment, but the military has much better equipment than we see when we zoom with our camera lenses, things like this. And they've got a density of photosensors attached to these zoom lenses, so they're getting higher and higher resolution photographs that can be taken from their cameras. Also, they're using night vision on us, infrared and ultraviolet imaging that enable night vision, capturing light outside the spectrum visible to the human eye. So we already know ultraviolet UV imaging can also detect some materials not visible in natural or infrared light and can also be used to enhance detail. We've got see-through imaging where our military is under DARPA is developing radar technologies that can see through ceilings and walls and allow the tracking of human targets in even when they're inside buildings. A technology, for example, called synthetic aperture radar, for example, can see through cloudy and dusty conditions and through foliage and has the potential to penetrate earth and walls, which would be developed in the next few years.
I think that's all frightening. Anything else you'd like to say? Tim, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, we're just about out of time. So thank you so much for calling. We're out of time. And
okay.
We get Rosalind back again. I think she's a fascinating source of information, don't you?
Yes. The thing that it reminds me of, that movie Phantasm II, where that ball flies around.
Well, I think that we live in an unreal world, unfortunately. I think it's soon going to become a nightmare. God bless. Thanks so much, Rosalind. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Oh, and thank you for having me on your show. And have a good holiday season.
You have a wonderful Christmas as well, and we'll look forward to talking to you. If not before, certainly right afterwards. Bye-bye. God bless.
Goodbye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy our conversation with Rosalind Peterson. We do have a DVD, the talk she gave on geoengineering, how they are altering our atmosphere and our climate. That it's called Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. We have a four-tape set on geoengineering, and we suggest you get it. Rosalind's one of the guests on that, but a wonderful source of information. And then, of course, we certainly hope that you'll want to get my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, because it will take you behind the scenes. Agenda 21 is the master plan of the evil people who control the world today, and they've laid out what their plan is, and you can read all about it, you can listen to it. We will read about it in the syllabus that comes with the Agenda 21 talk, and then, of course, you can watch my DVD, Agenda 21, the covert plan. We have another excellent DVD called Population Control, And then, of course, we have this great new DVD by Ambassador Henry Cooper, which we recommend for you. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack, The Threat of EMP Attack. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this could totally destroy our nation. The fact is you're not hearing about it is because somebody doesn't want you to hear about it. But Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, having held hearings and knowing of the danger, voted overwhelmingly to appropriate billions of dollars to protect our electronic grids, and nothing has been done. The legislation was blocked in the Senate, and nothing is happening. There's a small group of people who are trying to get the information out, and we actually have this excellent DVD. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack, and we recommend it for you. In addition, of course, it's time to reprint my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and we're going to make a special offer for you to help us. You can actually, of course, get a full case of the books, that's 64 copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, for $150. That's less than $3 a book, and it's $150. And, of course, then you can sell the books for as much as you want. You can give them away. But you can change people's lives if they can understand what's going on. And I don't know a better book than my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. So if you'd be interested in helping us reprint Brotherhood of Darkness, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And if you agree to actually participate with us, why you'll get that you requested, we'll send you a free copy of the DVD by Ambassador Henry Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack, plus a monograph that comes from Heritage Foundation that simply reiterates what Ambassador Cooper said. And that is that within 66 months to a year, after an EMP attack, as many as 90% of the American population would be dead. As many as 90% of the American population would be dead, and Heritage Foundation confirms that. You need to understand this is not an imaginary threat, so we hope you'll want to get a case of the books, and we'll be glad to send you the DVD, and we encourage you to make copies of it and make copies of the Heritage Foundation material and get this information out. America is on the bridge of terrible changes. We don't know what's going to happen. We do know that the elite are making all sorts of preparations to look after themselves. We do know that they have underground facilities. I know I have a friend of mine who was up in Santa Rosa and actually was able to see one of these. Jesse Ventura has done a lot of work on these underground facilities, as has Alex Jones, as has our good friend, certainly Bob Fletcher, and you can get that the copies of my interviews with Bob Fletcher. They're actually up on the internet. They're still archived there. Listen to them. Understand. This is not imaginary. The elite believe some major cataclysmic event is going to occur, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this nation because America has turned their back on God. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you can join the Radio Liberty family, help us by it, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Welcome back. Welcome to the Wednesday edition. It is 12-12-12. Think about that one. 12-12-12. Well, as you can figure out, there is not going to be a 13-13-13. Isn't that amazing? We are done with the 1-1-1s and the 2-2-2s for another 89 years. We will not have another consecutive, for whatever it means, date. Just thought I'd throw that in. So enjoy 12-12-12. Well, there are some people that say there are 5 reasons to believe that the world is about to end. There will be a change. Things are going to happen, and I'll tell you those 5 reasons. Pharmaceutical companies and supplement companies. Guess which one gets free speech? We will definitely talk about that.